Well, as you know, we got back late last night, early this morning, and had a chance to go through the film, our finish, and going through it with the players this afternoon to go through some of our corrections and coaching points and cover some of the situations that came up last night in the game. And we'll be trying to continue to work on some things we have to go in for installation this week and try to improve some of the basic things that we already have in that we obviously need to do better, and then be ready to work with the Eagles on Tuesday and Wednesday. So we have a little bit of time between now and Tuesday to catch up on some things and, as I said, continue to work on things that we already have in our schemes. Just need to do them better, and then start getting ready for the Eagle practices. So looking forward to this week. It's a big week, big opportunity for our team, for each of us individually to improve on where we were, last night and last week with Washington. So I know we're all looking forward to that.
At this time, we'll take questions. We'll start with Mike Reese, followed by Phil Perry and Jeff Howe.
Bill, when you went through the tape, what stood out to you as one of the positives?
I think there were plenty of times when we did things right and we had decent results. We just didn't do it often enough. And sometimes we did it on certain portions of the play, but not on other portions, which may or may not have not produced a good result. But, I'm saying on even some of the plays that where the results weren't what we wanted them to be, there were other aspects of the play that might have had, positive things with them. So there's definitely some of that. I thought the team competed till the end. We had a fourth down stop and then, scored in the two-minute drive. I think we played competitively, but we just didn't overall play very well or play with the kind of awareness and concentration and execution that we need to. So, that's all of us. We've got to do a better job of coaching. We've got to do a better job of playing. We've got to do a better job of just getting things right out on the football field and, taking some of the drill work and applying it to real game conditions and situations. And we didn't always transfer that.
And this is more of a random one. I was just watching it over. On that play where they where Timms looked like he maybe caught the ball off his helmet in the end zone and you had the penalty, I think they spotted the ball at the five. Am I correct in that only the officials can review that, because coaches can't throw a challenge flag on a scoring play? And I didn't know if, preseason rules are different, if, they're not reviewing or if it's regular season rules. You know what I'm saying?
Could have been reviewed. It wasn't a scoring play.
Well, no, the one he caught I thought he caught in the end zone. The one with Minifield in coverage. Oh, so they
About the one that they spotted on the 5-yard line.
Yeah, but that was the play he caught in the end zone, right? Or did I miss?
Well, they ruled it incomplete. They ruled defensive pass interference, and they put the ball on the 5-yard line. And that they ruled it as an incomplete pass.
Yeah, and
so
I was
that
thinking,
could have been challenged. Yes.
Okay, but could you have, or did they have to? Did they have to initiate?
No, they wouldn't do it because it wasn't a scoring play.
I see. Got it.
It's that same thing where the ball's on the 1-yard line and the guy rams it into the middle of the line, and if the officials call it a touchdown, they review the play. If that exact same play, they spot the ball on the 1-inch line, then it doesn't get reviewed, and the team has to use a challenge to take a look at the same play. I mean, it's basically the same play, but you know what I mean? That's the rule there. So
and I didn't know
play,
if you were thinking.
We possibly would have thought about challenging it. I personally didn't get a good look at it at the game. It was just too far down the field, and I couldn't tell. You know, looking at the play today on the coach's tape, there's a couple pretty good shots of it. And, you know, it's a close play. I'm not sure. It looked like the ball might have hit the ground, but I didn't look at the TV copy, so you probably saw it better than I did. But
I also didn't know if you
we
were
really
just
have
like
a good enough look at it.
Yeah.
No, we thought about challenging it, but we just didn't have a good enough look at it to challenge it. And you know, without that, just, you know, because both officials, both the back judge and the side judge, both came over and, you know, they looked at each other and they both ruled it incomplete. And so that's.
And I guess there's also benefit to the situational aspect of first down on the five. You know, it's preseason. You get situational work that you might not come up again. So, I mean, it's just, I guess that was, not that that was part of your thinking, but that was another thought I had. Maybe you were just like, doesn't really matter either way. We're going to benefit from this one way or the other. With the situation.
Well, yeah, I think just, you know, what we've talked about as a staff, Mike, is, you know, it's preseason for us too. So, you know, we kind of want to get into the process and the, you know, getting ourselves ready for these type of game situations where do you challenge, don't you challenge, and, you know, and we haven't done that in, you know, 6+ months or however long it's been. So, you know, now that's something that we have to, you know, get back and sharpen up on, you know, all the things that have always been in place, you know, getting a good look at it, you know, which play's a challenge, which one's not, you know, how important is the play, you know, does that override, how good of a look you have on it and all. So, you know, we've talked a little bit about those things, again, just for our, you know, to be familiar with it, you know, as a coaching staff. And, you know, we've looked at some plays, just kind of, would we challenge this one, would we challenge that one, would we, wouldn't we, kind of thing, you know, kind of get our mind thinking about it because we haven't done it in a while. So that was actually a good situation that, you know, came up on our end as well, just from a staff standpoint. But without a good look at that play, I think it would be a hard one to challenge. And we just didn't see the TV shot, which I still haven't seen, so I don't know whether that would have shown enough or not, but certainly what we saw live wasn't enough. But I'd say, again, even after looking at it this morning on the coach's tape, it's pretty close, and both officials come in there pretty quickly and ruled it incomplete. There wasn't a lot of hesitation from either guy, so, you know, I don't know. But maybe the TV shows it differently. I'm not sure.
Next question is Phil Perry.
Hey, Bill, I'm wondering, when you look at practices versus actual preseason games, how does the evaluation of position combinations like in the secondary or on the offensive line, how that might change from practice to one of those preseason games? Are there advantages or differences to the looks you get in a game versus a practice, preseason game versus a practice?
Oh, I'd say they're significantly different. I mean, you were at the practices, right?
Yeah, well, the ones in Foxborough, at least.
Well, okay. Well, all right. Well, so for those of us that were at the ones at Washington, you know, we saw many of the players who didn't play or didn't play much last night take a very high percentage of the plays in practice relative to the reps, the number of plays that other guys got in the game last night. And we also were able to create a lot of situations for those guys, the guys that didn't play last night. They had a lot of snaps at different situations in practice, third down, red area, 2-minute, blitzes, you know, so forth and so on. And so that gave those guys, you know, an opportunity to work on those situations and those things, which they obviously didn't get last night. So, you know, I think the combination of the whole body of work for the week is was valuable and productive for our team. not just the game. And I certainly wouldn't say that the practices led up to the game. They really didn't. In total, they might have partially have led up to it, but the total value of the week was being able to, you know, see 3 days worth of different competitions and different situations which matched up different schemes, as opposed to just, you know, one day in the game, which we don't have any control over. So, like, as we've already talked about, whatever came up, came up. It was a, you know, third one, it was a third one, it was a third and 10, it was a third and 10, but we have no control over what those situations were, or red area, or backed up situations, or kicking situations. That whatever you get in the game, you get in the game, but we were able to simulate and control those situations in practice, which was, you know, great learning experience for all of us as a team, but also individually for, you know, certain guys that, you know, have positions on those, in those situations. So I think it's the total thing of the practice, and then obviously the evaluation is a little bit of all of it. It's a little bit of practice because of what we're doing and the matchups and the combinations that we get in practice, but those are, I would say, quite different than the ones we got in the game. They're all relevant, but they're just different. But, you know, in the end, you try to look at the whole composite of it and try to make some sense of it.
Next question is going to be from Jeff Howe, and I would encourage others to hit 5-star if you want to ask questions after that.
Hello, you got me?
Yeah, I got you, Jeff. Yep.
Oh, all right. Sorry about that. I hit the wrong button here. I've got two unrelated questions. One is the tablet that were, I guess, handed out on the sidelines, or how, that experiment, and what your impressions were of that. And then two, what have you seen from Mike Buchanan in the past couple of weeks? And from what you've kind of seen in him growing in his second year, did you think that might have carried over into last night's game, or just this entire week in general?
Well, the tablets are start with that first. The tablets were a new experience for all of us. We've never, you know, used those during the game. That's always been pictures, basically on a piece of, you know, printed paper off a printer, so that you could write on them, and you know, they're paper copies. The tablets, you know, have the ability to hold all the pictures, you know, in the one tablet, and so you can kind of scroll through them. Certainly much more concise, and I'd say the quality of the tablets is good, and the clarity of the pictures and all that is good, better than what we had. The issues are, you know, those are wireless tablets down on the field, and so if the wireless Wi-Fi isn't connected or isn't working or something happens, then you have nothing. You have zero. So that happened in our game, and it's happened in other games, from my understanding of talking to other people that, you know, have been involved there too, because I wanted to try to get a little feedback on that, on this subject. So we have the same tablets in the press box, and in the press box, it's not wireless, so those are pretty much on and always available. I mean, unless there was like some big, I don't know, power outage or something happened, but, you know, it would take a lot more. You know, it takes something pretty significant to knock those out. So in the press box, they're good. On the field, they haven't, to my knowledge, I don't have a big sample here, but again, with the people that I've talked to, there have been a lot of instances where they functioned for the entirety of the game. Like at some point, they were down, and then they came back. So, you know, I think there are some pluses to them. I think there's definitely some things that we need to get used to in terms of, you know, using a new product, or I wouldn't say it's new technology. I'd just say it's a new product, really, the way it's sort of organized. But the consistency or lack of and dependability of it you know, based on the connections or whatever the technical aspects of it are, which isn't really my thing, you know, makes it a little bit of an issue, you know, as to the dependability of, not the dependability of the product, but the useful dependability of it, you know, as to whether it's connected or up or, you know, whatever it needs to be. So it's really no new information. It's not like we're getting a new picture or a new view or a new anything we haven't seen before. I'd just say the way that it, you know, comes on a tablet so that it's all, you know, together and easier to access is the, probably the plus side of it. And I'd say so far, you know, just the overall being able to count on it being all connected and working right is, you know, I guess what we're working through. Mike Buchanan, you know, Mike, I think, is certainly, you know, way ahead of where he was last year as a rookie. He got a lot of experience last year on defense and in the kicking game. And, you know, he's been a pretty durable player for us. He's out on the field a lot, hasn't missed much time, and therefore he works hard and, you know, continues to get better. I think he's, you know, he's improved in his overall understanding of the game and understanding of the defense and the kicking game. Had a good off season in the weight room, and has gained some strength and a little bit of bulk, and, you know, still runs well and, you know, is athletic. You know, unfortunately, the three penalties last night is, you know, more than any player you want any player to have. So that's definitely an area that, you know, he'll have to concentrate more on. But overall, you know, I think he's built on his first year experiences and knowledge and is, you know, in the process of, you know, taking a jump this second year.
Thank you.
Sure.
And we'll take a final question from either Mike, Jeff, or Phil, since your lines are open. No one else has raised their hand here, so anybody has a final question?
You guys okay if I take it? Or Phil or Jeff, did you guys have something that you wanted to get in?
Go ahead, Mike.
Okay.
Go for it, Mike.
All right. Phil, you know, I think sometimes we talk about how practice performance is sometimes, not always, a good indicator of what will happen on the game field. And I just want to ask you about that as it relates to Jimmy Garoppolo, because maybe what some others have seen in practice maybe is not the same way you've seen it, but it seemed like there were times in practice where it was a struggle for him, which I guess you'd think it would be as a rookie, yet he seemed to really seize, I guess, the moment in some ways last night, I guess. So I'm sort of curious if you see it the same way or you know, as it relates to his practice performance relative to what we saw last night.
Well, I think when you look at the overall opportunities that Jimmy's had from the beginning of OTAs through training camp, that's probably like, I don't know, in the high 20s somewhere, number of practice days. You know, he's had done a lot of good things, and he's done some things that need to be corrected, and or done some things that I'm sure he'd like to have back, and, you know, be able to do them again. Part of practice, as we all know, is learning and improving and doing it better the next time. So, particularly with young players, just because they make a mistake, doesn't necessarily mean that those mistakes are going to continue and always be there. You'd like to think that some of them will be corrected and the second or next or future times those situations occur, that the reactions or execution will be better. And I think we see that with pretty much every young player, including him. So I think there were some things that he did well last night. I think there are some other things that he learned from. I think there were some situations that were similar to ones he's had previously that he did well and maybe learned from mistakes and earlier plays that weren't as good. There were other things that came up that he made some of the same mistakes on that he's made in the past and that still need to be corrected. They're still on that list of things that when the next time they happen, hopefully they'll be better. So, but I don't think that's unusual. I think that's pretty typical for most young players or most anybody who's starting to do something either different or at a higher level for the first time, and that's where he is. So, some positives, certainly a lot of things to correct, some improvement, and some other things that need to be improved. So, that's the way I saw it.
Thank you, Coach. Thanks, everyone.
All right. Great. Thank you.